very beautiful Canada jersey.
Yep.
Let's take Jeremy first, and then we'll see where the conversation
goes. Somebody else can go first if they want. We've already spoken.
Okay. Any other thinkers for the first question from Juan? Tom?
Juan, return from your injury, so I'm sure it feels pretty great to be able to get a win with you.
Yeah. I've been a little bit unlucky with the injuries. I think it's because of the turf. I'm not used to playing turf. I've been playing in Chile for almost 11 years on just grass. Even when I started to play, it was just grass in the amateur. Everything there is grass. But it's part of the process. Now I'm feeling better. I'm trying to work extra to prevent that kind of injuries. So I'm happy to come back and help the team to win.
Maybe just a few words on your goal, when you saw there, obviously you marked it and just kind of had a shot to flash, you kind of coming from nowhere, smashing it, just like your other.
Yeah, it's about also the new position I've been playing. It's important for me. I like to play there. I'm considered as a box-to-box middle fielder, so for that I have to go and be close to the goal, and if I want to score, I have to be close. I have to be there in the area to help us score and also to help to defend. So I saw the opportunity to be there in case of any rebound. So I took it, and I saw the ball bounce there. I didn't think. I just hit the ball and to that corner.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Joseph. Juan, congratulations, happy birthday. They said all the good-looking people born in the month of June, including myself.
Yeah.
And you set your mind when you came back to come out with a goal?
Yeah, actually, yeah, because I already scored like 2 matches before I get injured. And I said to the physio and the Furkan in the halftime, I said, I'm going to score now. So I always want to score. It's nice to score. It also helped the team. So for me, my goal is score the most quantity of goal I can. And obviously, I'm gonna be happier if I help the team to win. So for me, this goal has more value than the last goal I scored, because last game we tied, so we draw. So now I help the team to win. So I'm happy for that.
You wanted to set maybe you wanted to come up maybe strong, even though Chile lost. Maybe you wanted to come up, to show them how to score. I mean, that was kind of what it came to your mind.
No, I just play. I just enjoy the game. I just want to, of course, a score is better for a player. Always score is important, and for me, when I come to the game or to the match, I come with the mind to help the team defensively first. Then, if I can go to the area, I will go. But that's it. I don't, because sometimes you start before the night before the day before you start thinking about the game, what you're gonna do. Maybe I'm gonna shoot from here, but the game is totally different. I don't think like that. I just come to the game and then I see what I'm gonna do.
One question from me. Sorry, Robin, go ahead.
Well, you played the first 78 minutes, and I guess maybe they thought that was enough for you today, coming back from an injury. But when you went out, you're not the biggest guy on the field, but they brought in young Shola, who's about your size, like playing in training and that. Do you think he's gonna be good, or he already is good? Young Shola.
Yeah, of course. When you are I already play a lot. I'm 29, and you can see when a player is good. Technically, he has a lot of condition. I think he can be a really great player. So, but in the football, it's like that. You always see. When I was young, I saw a lot of good players. Do you see this guy is gonna be next Messi? But you need a lot of things. You need this discipline. You need professionalism. You need to understand the game, because it's not enough just to play and do be good with the ball. So I hope Chola can learn that with us. I'm gonna help him, of course, also with Benjamin. So I think he's a really good project for Canada and for George United.
one for me, you mentioned playing midfield.
Yeah.
What has that been like in terms of, you know, we brought you to the club, you were right back.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, to get forward, and now you've been repositioned in the central midfield. Talk to me a little bit how that's felt for you.
It's been really great because in Chile I played, when I started to play soccer, I started as a midfielder. Then, for circumstance of the team, they put me in as a left back, actually, because one of my teammates get injured, so I start playing as a left back, and then, of course, I continue playing there because I did well. But my position was there in the middle. When Benjamin came, he said, Juan, where you want to play? I said, look, Benjamin, I know you. I am a right back, but I can help more the team in the middle because I know my ability, my characteristic, and I see I can help more the team in that position. And being demonstrated that I can do it better in that position, and I appreciate Benjamin to come to me and give me that confidence, you know. So I am showing to him I'm capable to play there. So it's really good for me. It's a good position.
Finally, I got to talk to you about that shirt that you wear.
Yeah, this is...
What's it mean to you? Osorio on the back, too.
Yeah.
And talked to you watching Copa America last night at the camera.
Yeah, it was really... I feel really proud about the team. It's doing really, 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 really well in the Copa America. I know how the press works there, and they, of course, kind of was the underdogs, and they are showing... they are a really good team, and you have to be careful with Canada now. And of course, I'm happy to see Oso play. He's a really good friend. He gave me this shirt and another one. So I'm wearing this shirt today because they won yesterday, and be grateful with the team and support Canada, you know, because I think the people here has to live more the soccer, and this action helped to that, you know.
Bonito. Gracias, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bud. Thank you.
Hi.
Okay, guys.
Good afternoon to everyone.
Charlie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Yes.
You guys are up into second place.
Are we?
Yeah. Undefeated at home. Since you've taken over. How happy are you with the performances that you've been seeing?
Yeah, that is the most important thing. I don't look at the table. I already said it, and it's going to be like this. I don't look at the table. It doesn't matter to me the position because it's a long way. We are only heading to half season, and the most important thing is to improve performance, improve and evolve in the system, in the model, in our ways, and of course establish the identity of York, right? Know who we are and how we can achieve things step by step. So we focus in game by game. This game was important for us because it was at home. We came from a loss over there in Valour. And, Halifax was doing a very good job in the results in the last five games. So we knew it was going to be a difficult game. But we trained very well in the week. We established the faces of the game in a proper way. And, of course... it's football, and it's a difficult task to achieve at every moment what we want, but we're getting there. And I think boys did a good job. They were together. They were working as a team. Everyone was doing their job. And, the 3 points are the most important thing.
You've been here, I think, about a month now.
A month.
How much have you seen that identity start to take place, or that confidence start to build in this group?
Well, it's the... That part is the most difficult thing for a coach to achieve, right? Because it requires repetition, it requires convincement, it requires to transmit in a proper way what we want. All the games are different, right? All the opponents are different, but we need to know what we have to do as a team in order to achieve this identity. So slowly they are showing me that they want to continue this path of learning the ways, right? It's not easy because you know, only 1 month, and the process is what we want to follow, not having fast results and then fall down. So we are sustaining our basis, the compact block, the in general. We're starting to know what we do in the build-up, what are our options. So they're showing me good things. They're showing me good things. We have a lot more to achieve in that matter, but we're going to work on that. You're welcome.
Joseph. Hey, Mr. Ray, having happy birthday.
Gracias.
Your first birthday in Canada, and what's your way maybe to come back after a loss against Valor to make a statement? Winning at home?
Well, turn the page, you know. We don't sink in the losses. We don't like to see what we do wrong when we lose. We want to rescue what we do well, and then from there bounce back as fast as possible. When you lose a game, the most damaged things are the mind and the emotions, because of course players want to win, and I saw two or three players crying in the dressing room of Valor, things that didn't happen before, and I think that's a very good sign of hurting with a loss. So from there we do a starting point and trying to bounce in the emotions, in the mental aspect, in the mental toughness, and know that we have the opportunity to try to improve in the week for another challenge. Football is beautiful because every week gives you a new opportunity to perform. Even though you lose, next time you will have another chance. So we take it like that. We focus in the next chance, not in the chance we missed.
You ended up having Martinez with a yellow card, so you're going to lose him for the next game. You got Osvaldo down with an injury, you got Geraldo down. Even though you have a deep team, how are you going to be able to manage with all those players? I know you were able to come up with a win, but your next game is going to be with a different and a very stronger team.
I don't know. I mean, this is the job I do. Try to make a good strategy. Try to analyze what we have. Try to position the players in a better way so we can take advantage of what we have. What we don't have, I'm not going to spend not 1 second thinking of what we don't have. We have what we have. Now Marky is performing. Shola is performing, I mean, slowly, but very good. He has a good fighting spirit. Trivine came in and did a very good job in handling the situation right there. I mean, we're going to wait back for some of the players that are injured that are coming back this week to train, okay? We need to wait for Richie. We need to wait for other players. Now, we need to see. Tomorrow is going to be resting day for the mind, for the emotions, and of course for the body, and then Monday we will see and we will put in paper and in the board what we can do what we can plan. But yeah, of course it's a difficult thing to know at the moment, but when we get to the bridge, we cross the bridge.
Mariano,
hi, Rebecca.
¿Qué pasa?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Can you describe those last minutes? The team held strong after losing the goal. Does it feel more satisfying to you winning in such a dramatic way?
No. No satisfaction and suffering. football is about suffering. Okay, we have two teams that want to win, two teams that want to control the game, two teams that want to go and get the score. So sometimes you can control the last minutes of the game. Sometimes you can't because it's a normal situation. But it has we couldn't control that situation because of some situations that we need to review in order to make them better. The satisfying thing is that they didn't stop fighting, they didn't stop organizing and ordering and communicating. They knew they wanted the 3 points. We had difficult 5 last minutes of the game, difficult situations, but they held it up together. And no, it's not satisfying at all to suffer the last few minutes of the game. But it's football, so we need to try to do it better the next time.
Tom, I'm just Benjamin. Obviously, you know, wondering what you thought about Juan Cordova today. You know, obviously scored the goal, but you know, was really kind of a conductor.
And, you like Juan Cordova, right?
Very.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Just came in here, actually. So, and you know, on defense, he kind of.
I don't like him, but he plays good.
Tom is about the same size as him. So.
But on defense, kind of goes out wide. How came Martin Bruce? I'm just kind of wondering what he thought of his game today and all over the pitch.
Well, he was out for 2 weeks because he had an injury in the soleus, but he trained very well the last 8 to 10 days. He gives me things in the midfield that he only can give me. That is some of the movements that he can read. He can drop in diagonals to get the ball. He can make his space. He can go to the line. He's fast. In a way, he has good control of the ball. And he is very helpful. When he is 100% physically and mentally, he is very helpful. And of course, he plays different positions. He can play as a number 8 that he's playing. I think his performance is very well in that position. But also he can play as a midfielder outside, or he can play maybe as a right back or a wing back at some point. So he's very useful for the team. So we're going to try to maintain it that way. And he helps the team on the recovery of the ball too.
I'm just wondering also, you know, late in the game, especially in the second half, when Halifax did kind of apply a lot of pressure, did you feel like you needed to make any adjustments? Because it kind of felt like that line was kind of pushing Halifax.
We did. We put Bram inside so we can do a double pivot right there with Elijah. We changed from the 4-3-3 or 4-1-4-1 to the 4-2-3-1, getting Marquis inside so he doesn't make the runs on the side a lot because he was a little bit tired. Focusing in the middle to have overloads in the middle at some point, and we put in Shola so we can take advantage of his speed. Mo, the captain, did a great job. I mean, he's very composed. He knows the game. He helps the team. So we settled right there. We started to tell the fullbacks, Max and Kaden, to just don't go anymore, both of them, because at the beginning they were going both. And then they were started to shift a little bit in the going deep, right? So we did adjustments. Sometimes we need to be very, very, very focused and alert on things that we are missing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joseph. Hey, Coach, when you heard the news that George United signed a little alliance with, or big alliance with Rayados de Monterrey, what was your impression? Maybe you get a phone call from...
Well, when I was coaching in Atlas, I faced Monterrey 2 times, and they beat me twice, 2-1 home, and then we went to the gorgeous stadium that they have in Monterrey, and they beat me 1-0. So I saw that Monterrey with my own eyes. That Monterrey is a big team. It's a huge team in Mexico. I think one of the most important teams in Mexico regarding the economic side and financial side. And of course, they have won a lot of titles in the past 10 years. So it's an enormous alliance that York can have with Monterrey. Of course, it's a Mexican team, so I'm very happy to be close to them. And that maybe we can change and we can... bring players and send players for trainings and for a lot of growth that we can have as a team. And the president of Monterrey, Tato Noriega, is a very good friend of mine, and I've worked with him a long time in calls and everything, so we have a good relationship. So I think it's going to be very, very good.
Thank you.
Mayal, you have a question?
Yeah.
Sí, señor.
Sí, señor. Ya algún mes de tu llegada, hablabas en México, en casa,
sí.
Una victoria más. ¿Qué tan cerca está el York United de la idea de juego que quiere Benjamín Mora?
Estamos lejos, porque soy demasiado exigente con los detalles en la cuestión de la evolución del funcionamiento del equipo. Estamos lejos, quiero decir, porque los detalles hacen la diferencia. Y hay momentos que todavía no encontramos cómo manejar los tiempos del partido, cómo, en qué momento hacer las cosas que practicamos en la semana. Si bien está muy establecido lo que queremos hacer, por momentos nos desfasamos del tiempo del partido en donde tenemos que hacerlo, ¿no? Entonces, para ser campeones y para tener un boleto con Champions, estamos lejos, porque nosotros tenemos que dominar los partidos en relación a tener la pelota, y cuando no la tenemos, tenemos que ser muy sólidos, ¿no? Entonces, en realidad, para que nosotros lleguemos al 100%, es prácticamente imposible, porque yo soy demasiado... Cuando algo está bien, algo más falla, ¿no? Entonces, vuelvo a las bases. Pero estoy muy contento. No quiere decir que no esté muy contento con el desarrollo, ¿no? Estamos creciendo, que es lo importante, ¿no? Estamos sumando adeptos en la cuestión de la ejecución del sistema, y lo que queremos es establecer las pautas de los momentos, las zonas y las formas en lo que hacemos las cosas, ¿no? Caer en la excelencia, porque en la perfección es prácticamente imposible, pero sí en la excelencia. Entonces, para llegar a ser excelentes tenemos que trabajar muchísimo más. Thank you, guys.
Wraps it up here.
Thank you. Chao.